With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. Canadian Prime Minister Trudeau has flown to Florida to meet President-elect Donald Trump, who has threatened tariffs against Canada and Mexico. Correspondent Norman Hall has more.
Prime Minister Justin Trudeau's visit follows a threat by President-elect Donald Trump to slap sweeping tariffs on Canadian and Mexican products. Trump says the countries must stop what he called the flow of drugs and migrants across the southern and northern borders. Deputy Canadian Prime Minister Chrystia Freeland, speaking in Toronto, says Canada stands by the latest version of the North American Trade Pact.
It is a trade deal that was negotiated by President-elect Donald Trump, which is a further guarantee for all of us.
Blowing up the deal negotiated in Trump's first term in office would be costly to both sides. I'm Norman Hall.
Also at SRNnews.com, Black Friday gave way to a white weekend in parts of New York State. The first big snow of the season has the potential to bury towns along Lakes Erie and Ontario during a hectic holiday travel and shopping weekend. Forecasters warn 4 to 6 feet of blowing and drifting snow could fall in Watertown and other areas east of Lake Ontario through Monday. After an unusually mild fall, as much as 2 to 3 feet of lake effect snow are possible along Lake Erie and south of Buffalo. In an advisory posted on Facebook, Erie County, New York County Executive Mark Pelencarez says that conditions will be life-threatening without proper precautions.
There are going to be wind chills in the single digits over the next 48 hours. The teens are going to be normal. We haven't experienced cold weather yet, so make sure you're prepared. If you're going out, you have to dress accordingly.
After an unusually mild fall, as much as 2 to 3 feet of lake-effect snow as possible, Kathy Hochul has declared a disaster emergency in those areas. Lake effect snow also covered parts of Michigan's Upper Peninsula in a system that's expected to last at least throughout the weekend. More online at srnnews.com. A Canadian town is fined for opposing the LGBT agenda. SRN's Michael Harrington has more.
The national anthem of that country includes the words, "Keep our land glorious and free," but the people of Emo Township in Ontario are not free to refuse to fly the gay pride flag. Local lawmakers voted down a proposal to fly the flag in celebration of June as Gay Pride Month and were promptly sued by resident homosexuals. Now the Ontario Human Rights Tribunal has levied a $15,000 fine against the township and ordered the flag to be run up the pole. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Experts say a key factor in President Trump's victory on Election Day was his effort to seek the votes of people of faith whom Democrats ignored. That included smaller religious groups far from the mainstream. Just 1 week before the election, Mr. Trump directed a social media post to Coptic Christians whose church had ancient roots in Egypt. He saluted their steadfast faith in God, perseverance, and centuries of persecution. This is SRN News. More than 250 Texas prisoners are on a wait list for a special class. With more, here's John Scott.
It's the only class in the state that helps prepare them for life after they're released. Over 6 weeks, students in the Lee College Reentry class will talk about the effects of prison on their mental health, set tangible goals for life after they leave, and learn how to find employment. Lee College services 9 prison units, nearly all of which circle the town of Huntsville. Reentry programs aim to help prisoners make positive life choices during the transition, and research shows they can reduce recidivism and help former inmates join the workforce. John Scott reporting.
Cucumbers shipped to the U.S. and Canada and organic eggs sold in 25 Costco stores in 5 southern states have been recalled because of potential salmonella contamination. 11,000 cartons of 24-count eggs were sold under Costco's Kirkland signature brand. This is SRN News.